Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Five times in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus doesn't suggest, he commands us not to worry. He says, "Do not be anxious. Have no anxiety." But yet, we still do. So we need to understand the mechanism of anxiety, and we need a practical strategy that offers a way out. Now, everyone has experienced the feeling we get before a really big, important event, pregame jitters, or performance anxiety. Our brain is putting our body on high alert so we will perform at our best. Your brain and your body are doing what they're designed to do. Anxiety is just our brain sending a message to mobilize all our resources for a big challenge, and this is a very good thing. But sometimes the brain sends a false alarm. Sometimes it sends the message to be on high alert, but at the wrong time and for no good reason. And sometimes that message gets stuck in the on position and it doesn't turn off. It's like the brain pulling the fire alarm when there is no fire. So it's a false alarm that just won't shut off. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There are some bad habits that lead to anxiety, ways of pulling the fire alarm when there's no fire. And the first is worry. Worry is not an act of love or responsibility. Worry is a vice and it's destructive. We worry about the past, which we can't change. We worry about future things that almost never happen. Mark Twain expressed it well when he said, "I've suffered a great many misfortunes, most of which never happened." We worry about things over which we have no control. God has given each one of us a very limited scope of authority or responsibility. We are responsible for our own behavior, our family and kids, our workplace, and voting. But we spend a lot of emotional energy worrying about things beyond our scope of responsibility. Those things are God's responsibility. So take care of what you are responsible for and let God take care of everything else. And we also worry about things that we're procrastinating, which is useless. Instead, think, then make decisions and take action, because procrastination is just self-destructive. So the first step to overcoming anxiety is to identify, what are you anxious about? What are you worried about? It's probably something for which you can't change. You have no control of. It's not your responsibility. But if it is, then just think about it, make a choice, and take action. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Another bad habit that leads to anxiety and worry is putting too much pressure on ourselves. Unrealistic pressure and expectations. We suffer from worry when we make the stakes way higher than they really are. We are wired to be alert to danger, especially danger that could kill us. So in a sense, we're wired to assume we will die if we mess up. But we need to lower the stakes to match reality. Most likely, the thing we are worried about probably won't kill us or anyone else. Another bad habit is thinking that we have to be perfect to be accepted, loved, and valuable. And if we fail, then we will die or even worse, we will be worthless. This is because we have the false idea that failure is bad, that it's deadly, and that becomes a cause of anxiety. But we must fail to grow. The only way we grow is by trying things we haven't mastered, and this entails risk. But if we play it safe all the time, with a caution that avoids all mistakes and failures, it will be impossible for us to grow. So we need to live in reality, and this is reality. There is no failure. There is only learning. And we have to be careful of the self-criticism that leads to anxiety. We use self-critical and defeating phrases such as, I can't, I'm no good, I am unworthy. So, identify the places in your life where you're unrealistic with the pressure that you place on yourself, that you've convinced yourself that failure is deadly, or that you're giving self-defeating phrases or telling yourself the wrong story. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So, we've identified what anxiety is and some of the causes of anxiety. But now we need a way out to be set free of our anxiety. We must realize that fear is the fuel for anxiety. Take away the fuel, take away the fear, and the anxiety will fade. Now, we've all seen this. A rambunctious child runs and falls. Immediately, there is that fraction of a second when the child looks up to see how you are going to respond. If you run over to him, worried, frantically asking if he's okay, if you give the child a message by your actions that he's in grave danger, he'll start crying, because he'll be convinced he is in great danger. If instead you calmly laugh and say, "Wow, that was awesome. Isn't running great?" then you give him a message of safety. And he'll be right back up, running before you even finish the sentence. Why? Because again, you reassured him he is safe. But it's the same with us. If you tell yourself there is danger, you'll react with fear. If you tell yourself everything is safe, you respond with peace. The way you react to the feeling of worry and anxiety will either reinforce a sense of danger or a sense of safety. So remember, fear is the fuel for anxiety. Take away the fuel, take away the fear, and the anxiety will fade. So we begin to overcome the worry with a message of safety, and then we gain evidence that there is no real danger, which reinforces the truth. We are safe. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When we feel anxious, when the alarm bell is sounding, we must give our brain a message of safety. Let's go back to the false fire alarm. If a smoke alarm in my house goes off at 3 a.m., my brain sends a message to my body of high alert. If I discover it just needed a new battery, I can tell myself, there's no real danger. This is a false alarm. Now, I might be annoyed, but not afraid, and my state of high alert subsides. See, if we remove the fear by grounding ourselves in reality and telling ourselves we are safe, then the anxiety fades. And the ultimate reason we are safe is this. God is my Father. No matter what happens, with Him, I will be okay. Because God works all things for good for those who love Him. But too often we worry, what if I fail this test or this job? What if my health does not improve? What if my child does not get better? What if this relationship doesn't work out? Change this question to this. Even if I fail this test or job, even if my health does not improve, even if my child is not healed or this relationship does fall apart, no matter what happens, with God as my Father, everything will be okay. I am safe. It's amazing. You only have to change one word from what if to even if. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, I was your age in the 80s. And in the 80s, we did not have this plague of anxiety. What's going on today?
I wish I could say it was something in the air. It's interesting to me, because I think you're right. You're absolutely right. I think more and more young people are facing anxiety, and that's often even their biggest, the biggest thing that they're facing. But I think for a long time, I really didn't experience it. I remember one time I was talking with a friend And he was like, I just can't drink too much coffee. It makes me feel anxious. And I was like, anxious? What does that feel like? I'm serious. Like, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, what does anxiety feel like? But I think I am beginning to understand it a lot more. I feel like especially in this period of my life, this transition from being, what's the word, reliant upon my family and transitioning into adulthood, that's when I started experiencing and understanding anxiety, because it felt like that free fall where you're really carrying yourself and on your own. There is no net, but you're still walking the high wire. And again and again, I do have to remind myself that there is a net. First of all, I do have a lot of close loved ones, and I know that I will be cared for if anything goes wrong or if I can't support myself. But it's really hard to believe that in your daily life, because you get carried away by what you do need to do to take care of yourself, and you forget that sometimes those things fall through. And I've seen people who have lost the ability to take care of themselves, and people do rise up and they do take care of them, which is why I also try to do that and do that for my friends if I can. But I don't know if that's entirely the root cause of it for everyone, because that's just how I experience anxiety.
I think you have utterly and totally surprised me once again.
Huh.
I think you've hit it right on the head, both the problem and the solution. You said that when you were thoroughly embedded in our family, you didn't even know what the word anxious meant.
Oh, not even a little bit. Yeah.
But that when you got out on your own as a young adult, you began to experience the loss of that safety net, and that you had to rely on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you began to experience some forms of anxiety, natural forms.
Mm-hmm.
But you've just hit it right on the head. When we think we're alone, that everything rests on our shoulders, we begin to experience the anxiety. And it's because we've forgotten we're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
God is our Father.
Yeah, I think you're making it a lot clearer to me where it comes from, and especially in this generation. It's a lot of combining factors, but I think we're not a very spiritual or religious generation. I feel like that's dwindling, at least in America. So there's an existential and spiritual fear. But what I think the overall anxiety is rooted in is feeling ill-prepared and feeling like we do have to take care of everything. And that's also because right now, I think the difference in the world is that everything just seems overly complicated now. And we have an overabundance of information, meaning that when you're making this transition into adulthood, there's just, we're too aware of everything in the world, of everyone's problems. We think they're our problems. And quite honestly, I feel like most people don't actually have the information or the education that they need. I talk to so many young people who are like, I wish I had a class that just taught me how to do taxes, or just how to handle my loans, how to handle the details of life and not just job-specific classes, because so many people are just unaware of that side of the world. But I think we don't live very simple lives anymore. There aren't many people that want to stay in a small town or do blue-collar jobs. I think that's really sad for people. I have met so many people who felt so much stress and anxiety in their life trying to train for jobs that honestly didn't suit them. People that are just like, oh, maybe I want to be an electrician. Maybe this is something I'm really good at, but everyone's telling me that the only jobs that matter are doctors and lawyers and STEM. But all of this is just to say that there are so many cultural factors right now, and it overcomplicates our world. But none of that really matters.
Yeah, because you hit it right on the head. I would say the root cause of fear, anxiety, worry is that I'm alone.
Mm-hmm.
I had a
we're very isolated.
Well, yes. And I had a very successful friend call me recently with a professional, something professionally to solve.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't necessarily solve the problem, but I'm willing to help.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, just knowing that I'm not alone with this takes away all my anxiety. That
mm-hmm.
when you think you have to shoulder the burden all by yourself, it's crushing. But if you know you have God and at least one other human person mm-hmm. who's at least there with you, they don't have to solve it.
I would say it's like the summary of my rambling is all just to say, it's like we're living in a house and there's all these beams and we think, I want an open floor plan. I'm going to remove all those beams. And you had no idea that they were structural. But you take out things like people want isolation because people can be overwhelming and stressful and we want to be on our own. But then you remove your support system and you want that education. That's really good. But sometimes within that system, it imposes needs in your life that you don't actually need or don't apply to you. And all of this are little things, little movements away from God and away from people that take away our support. And then we're constantly living under the anxiety that the house will collapse.
And it will.
It will. It's a true thing. But you have to bring those beams back.
I've never thought of this analogy, and I think it's perfect. We've removed all the support, the pillars.
Mm-hmm.
It's pillars in a home that give the support.
We thought that the pillars were the thing holding us back. So many people are like, obviously we've had so many conversations about the fact that people look at the Catholic Church about faith as something that holds them back. Like, people will look at Catholics and be like, oh, you live such a sad life. You don't have all the things that I have and I want and I like to do. You have a lot of no's in your life. But really, yes, there are beams in your life that are in your way because they're holding something up.
Yeah, this is an amazing analogy. We have systematically removed all the support pillars to our house, religion, family, friends, even colleagues at work, because we work in an isolated way.
Mm-hmm.
And now we feel like we have to hold up the house by our own hands and we're being crushed.
Yes, absolutely.
So that to me, that means if we want to get out of this crushing weight of anxiety, we got to put the support pillars back in.
It's why I liked the meditation we just did for the feast of Mother Teresa, or Saint Teresa of Calcutta now. That point that when things got even crazier and her life got more full and more busy, she would take time out of her day to take an hour out instead of 30 minutes, take more time. Because I realized even as we were doing this meditation, when we talk so much about anxiety, I feel the anxiety. Like, I feel it in my back. People feel anxiety in different ways.
They do.
I definitely feel my back just constrict, and it's all on my shoulders. But we start praying, and there's just this peace.
Yeah.
And I think beforehand, I'm like, oh, here's a chunk out of my day. I've got to set aside time, and I count every second of time like I'm a miser, like I'm spending every penny delicately when it comes to time. But when I'm actually in the rosary and I'm not thinking about the other time around me, the peace comes, and then it gives me the peace to be able to face all those things that I am procrastinating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give time back to God and he'll give you the rest of your time. But we don't have our time. We suck at using our time so bad.
Spend time with God in prayer so that we can grow in trust of our Father. Spend time with your family. Take the initiative to spend time with friends.
Mm-hmm.
Take the time to spend time with colleagues.
Yeah.
All these are there to help support you in whatever you feel is crushing you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have the support pillars, the pillars of support, the anxiety will fade. Because then in the end we know, If I fail at this job, or this relationship fails, or if my health fails, or whatever, I still have God. I still have my family. I still have these people in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I have what I need.
Yeah.
And then the fear is gone.
You have to look at what you fear, because we all fear something. But if it's the greatest fear, which is fear for your own soul, then as long as you're the person who decides what happens to your soul, nothing else really matters. Exactly. I like taking things to the extreme and being like, okay, the worst case scenario is that I'm getting murdered by some psycho. But at the end of the day, I mean, if that were to happen, mentally, if I were all there, I'd be proud of myself for dying well. If that was martyrdom, or if it was the worst case scenario, but if I had a grip on myself and on my mind and where my soul was at, even that's not to be feared.
No, because the saints, they desired martyrdom.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't, sure, they had natural fear, but they desired it because it was the greatest way to show love for God, because they knew God, their Father, would work it in their favor. Well, I'm really amazed, Teresa. You have once again hit the perfect analogy. We've removed all of the pillars of support, and we experienced the crushing weight of anxiety. And the only way to overcome this, we got to put the pillars of support back in.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for this insight.
Yeah.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.